This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and New Zealand have successfully concluded the historic, ambitious and mutually beneficial Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his New Zealand counterpart Christopher Luxon announced this today. Mr. Modi today held a telephonic conversation with Mr. Luxon. The negotiations were initiated during Mr. Luxon's visit to India in March this year. Prime Minister Modi has said the FTA between India and New Zealand has set the stage for doubling bilateral trade in the coming 5 years. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the India-New Zealand partnership is going to scale newer heights. He said India welcomes investment worth over $20 billion from New Zealand across diverse sectors. In a social media post, Mr. Luxon hailed the decision, calling it a landmark trade deal between India and New Zealand, reducing the 95% tariff on direct export to India.
Today is a big day for New Zealand. We have just concluded a free trade agreement with India. Now, this may not sound like a big deal for you, but trust me, it really is. This is a landmark trade deal, reducing or removing tariffs on 95% of our exports to India. Of course, that makes it easier for Kiwi businesses to sell more of what we produce to 1.4 billion customers in one of the fastest growing economies in the world.
Briefing media in New Delhi today, Union, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said the FTA will build various opportunities for farmers, entrepreneurs, students, women and innovators by building trade. Mr. Goyal asserted that the FTA reflects the growing strategic importance of India in world geopolitics.
This is a free trade agreement with New Zealand, which will not only include trade, education, R&D and innovation, services sector in a very big way, tourism, sports, particularly to benefit our farmers and dairy through technical collaboration, which will help them upgrade quality, productivity, and therefore the incomes of our farmers and dairy persons.
With the strong and credible foundation provided by the FTA, both the Prime Ministers expressed confidence in doubling bilateral trade over the next 5 years, as well as an investment of $20 billion in India from New Zealand over the next 15 years. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupendra Yadav clarified that the government has no plans for urbanization in the Aravali region and that its sole and exclusive focus is on protecting the range. Speaking to a news agency in New Delhi, Mr. Yadav said several cities, including Phulera, Ajmer, Udaipur and Bundi, are already located in the Aravallis, which have been inhabited by humans for centuries. He added that the Supreme Court has defined the protected areas of the Aravallis. Mr. Yadav said based on the definition, states are required to frame strict rules. The minister said mining activities are not possible in nearly 90% of the area.
Aravali and the Aravali Range, Geological Survey of India, Forest Survey of India, Ministry of Environment, Surveyor of India, by means of the Technical Committee, the definition that has been decided as per that there will be a need for states to make stricter rules and 90% of the paths will be out of mining activities. I'm telling you, quote unquote, wherever you say, 90% of the paths cannot be mined.
The minister further added that new mining is not possible in more than 0.19% area of the Aravallis. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will visit Sri Lanka tomorrow as special envoy of the Prime Minister. The Ministry of External Affairs said today that during his visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet with the Sri Lankan leadership. The ministry added that the visit underscores India's neighbourhood first policy and takes place in the context of Operation Sagar Bandhu, launched to address the devastation caused by Cyclone Dittwa. Several flights and trains experienced disruptions due to dense fog conditions in the national capital and NCR region today. Talking to Akashvani News, an official from Delhi Airport said around 10 flights were cancelled due to low visibility at the Indira Gandhi International Airport. The Delhi Division of Indian Railways said the movement of several Delhi-bound trains was also affected today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.